Supposed to do something extraordinary for us in this camp meeting. Hallelujah. I'd like to see something so wonderful happen that it could not be considered in the ordinary sense. That we're not going to have just an ordinary camp meeting. Let's have an extraordinary camp meeting. Hallelujah. Let's have a camp meeting touched by the Holy Ghost. Moved every song that's sung, every testimony that's given, every preacher that preaches, everything that's done will be anointed by the hand of the living God. Praise God. I don't think we ought to have regular services. I believe we ought to have the kind of services when we saw like we saw last night, right in the middle of the meeting when people were worshiping the Lord. Here come a young man about 20 years old down the aisle and says, I've got to give my heart to Jesus right now. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And he gave his heart to the Lord. And God blessed him in a wonderful, glorious way. Hallelujah. I'm a little weary of our formalities and our procedures and our protocol and our programs and all the rest. I'm saying, Lord, open up the windows of heaven tonight. Let every soul that has come here be hungry for God. Let us be moved on by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I feel him all over me tonight. I believe he's real. I know he's real. Glory. Thank you. Oh, yes. What a mighty God we serve. And the church of the living God is moving through this land. Let's say living God.
Living God.
Let's say living epistles.
Living epistles.
Let's say living word.
Living word.
How many's alive tonight? How many's alive in Jesus tonight? Praise the Lord. Living. Glory. Lively stones. Hallelujah. I want you to follow me tonight for a moment in the Word of God. We are here to preach to you tonight a little bit earlier probably than tomorrow night, because when the choir sings and God begins to move, we are anticipating that the evening services to grow in strength and power and just simply mushroom into God's great glory. Hallelujah. And I believe this evening, if we'll pray that way and believe that way, God will order it. But tonight I want you to listen as we start off in this camp meeting, 1977, the Indiana District Fellowship. I'm going to read tonight a familiar scripture from the Word of God. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn there and follow with me for a moment, for I feel that God would anoint his word and bless us together, because we have to have the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to take a simple story from the scriptures tonight, the outset of this great camp meeting. Many of you have come for many miles to be here. I'd like for you to know that you're part of the greatest thing going this side of heaven. Hallelujah. When you feel God and know God and in your respective churches, I hope that when you go back home, you'll be able to feel the excitement and the revival and the joy of Jesus Christ in your life. But in this familiar scripture tonight, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about David's anointing. And how that when he was anointed, he was anointed quite some time before he became king. He was anointed to be king a long time before he became the king. And there are some facets of this, some parts of this that I feel that if I can relate this to you tonight, it'll be inspirational and it'll be faith-building. Will strengthen your hope and your lodging in Jesus Christ. I want to preach a little while on undeclared royalty. Undeclared royalty. David was destined to be the king on the throne of Israel. But there was some time before he could be declared as king. He had the anointing, and he carried the Lord's secret in his soul, in his heart. But one day that was going to be declared in Israel, that David would be king. But let me read tonight, keeping those few thoughts in mind, let me show you something. Verse 57 of the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. The scriptures teach us here, and as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Now he stands in the midst and in the presence of Saul. You might say this is the day that he went to Saul's office. And he stands there with his credentials in his hand. He's holding the head of the giant. He's holding the head of the one that had been an opposer to Israel. I might go back a minute now, as I know you know the story well, how that David was anointed, come from the backside of the desert, having kept his father's sheep. Samuel came to anoint him. And when he came to anoint him, the scriptures teach us that they was down to the last one, down to the last child. Do you have any more, Jesse? Do you have anybody else left that we can look at and behold? Maybe there's somebody else left. But David was on the backside there of the sheepfold, keeping the flock. And God had his hand on him because he was a child of destiny. He was not always to keep the flock. He was not always to stay on the backside of the desert and out in the hot places. He was destined for royalty. He was going to move from the simple environment of a shepherd's fold or a sheepfold into a gilded palace and a gilded hall. He was really a child of destiny. And God began to move on him, and Samuel brought the horn of oil and he poured it on his head and anointed David to be king over Israel. Saul's kingdom was tottering. Saul's kingdom was about ready to crumble. And he was going to have an anointed successor to the throne. He was going to have somebody that carried the Lord's secret in his heart to the throne. For you see, my friends, the successor was already anointed before Saul's kingdom ever crumbled. I want you to keep in mind this evening that when the test really came, David then began to interpret the past so that he could qualify himself for the present and for the future. Or he said, one day when I was in trouble and problems was all around me and there seemed to be difficulties, I was able to notice when the lion came and when the bear came, I was able out there in the midst of them to take my hands and take him by the chin and tear him apart. I know what God can do for me. I know what God can be to me. Hallelujah. He simply interpreted the past so that he could qualify himself for the present and for the future. I'd like to say tonight that we Pentecostals need to interpret the past so that we can qualify ourselves for the present and for the future. Will you say hallelujah tonight? Let's say hallelujah tonight. Let me take just a minute to interpret the past. May I say that as I would behold the past victories that God has given to us, the victories that he has blessed us with, the victories that he has anointed our churches with, I'd like to say that he is nothing less in the present than he has been in the past. And he's going to be even greater in the future as we encounter the problems around us. Hallelujah. I believe this evening if I were to interpret the past a little bit that I might somehow qualify myself for the present. I could look back at the days when they did not have the buildings to worship in like we worship in today. I can see the times when they only had converted storefront buildings, sometimes an open canopy of heaven. Sometimes they didn't even have that. Sometimes it was a converted corn crib. Even as far back as many of you can remember, just a little brush put over a place, and that's all they had. But as I interpret that past, Hallelujah. I see many bears slain under those circumstances. I see many people delighted in God under those crude circumstances. I want to tell you tonight, hallelujah, but the same people that took bear in hand and took the lion in hand, and those same people that did not have the convenience and the comforts we have tonight, are the people that was able to say, I love Jesus better than anything in all of my life. I love Jesus. He's everything to me. How many can say tonight that Jesus is still everything to you? Hallelujah. How many are here tonight that he has been good to in the past? How many is here tonight that he's been a lovely friend to in the past? I feel him now. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. Undeclared. They were undeclared royalty. Royal blood was flowing through the veins of the saints of God of old. They were simply undeclared. But Saul's kingdom was mounting and it seemed to be all right. Because I'd like to typify Saul tonight as just simply the religious orthodoxy and formalism that we've had to fight against all of these years. But I want you to know that his kingdom is coming down. And there's some people that have been undeclared. Undeclared royalty, hallelujah, is on its way to the front. Oh, yeah. Let's say hallelujah tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, friends, that this church that was bought in him from the foundation of the world is a royal church. It's a glorious church. It's a Holy Ghost church. It's a blood-washed church. It's a blood-bought church. It's an anointed church. Filled with the Spirit. We've been undeclared all these years. We've been on the backside of the desert all these years. We've been in pasture fields all of these years. We've been in difficulties, it seems, many, many times. But I'm going to interpret the past that I might qualify myself for the present. Hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah. When you moved up by the side of the bed of a dear one that was sick, I can remember the time when they didn't have very many doctors to call on. Didn't have very many things they could do but go to God in prayer. People through prayer and faith would get up off of the beds and go to church shouting the victory because God healed, God moved, God stirred, God delivered, God brought peace, God brought joy. Amen. I'm interpreting the past that I might qualify myself for the future. And the God that was alive then is a God that's alive tonight. And he'll be a God that's alive forevermore. Bless his holy name. Yeah, let's say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah. I interpret those scenes. I interpret the past. And David said, don't you worry about me. When he stood there with his little skinny hands holding that head of the Philistine, he was in Saul's office. And he just stood there with his own credentials. That's what it was. His credential was the head of Saul, ahead of the Philistine. His credentials in Saul's office was the head of the Philistine. Somebody said, don't you have local license? Don't you have general license? Don't you have ordination license? Oh, you got to have a head somewhere. Come on, folks, let's believe God tonight. Our credentials? I'm talking about undeclared royalty. World, you better get ready, because there's going to be a king rise to the throne. There's going to be people that call the name of Jesus rise to the throne. My. Can't hardly stand still, and I'm not about to. Hallelujah. Because I've got joy in my soul. I've got victory tonight over the world. Victory over sin. Victory over trouble. He stood there with those little skinny fingers holding the head of the giant. He walked up into Saul's office. And Abner said, I'm going to tell you. He said, do you know this boy? He said, no, I don't know him.
that I don't even know him. And Saul looked down at him, and he's holding that head of the giant there. Because you see, he didn't consider the difficulties like the rest of them did. For when he went out from the backside of the desert, walked down there in front of him, his dad said, go see about the brothers. He didn't go down there and look how big the weaver's beam was. He didn't look at the muscles of the giant. He didn't look at the circumstances around him. His little old skinny fingers that had straked across the heart, and the one that had took the bear in hand and the lion in hand and said, you're not going to get my sheep. You're not going to bother my pastures. You're not going to trouble me. Hallelujah. You know what he did? He didn't boast and say, ha, 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 look what I've got here, Saul. He just said, I'm the son of your servant, the Bethlehemite. Because I'm on my way to your seat, to your throne, Saul. I'm not going to make a big to-do about it now, because destiny has already said, and divine providence has already said, I'm going to take your throne one of these days. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'd like to tell you tonight that we Pentecostals are standing in Saul's office, and we've got the head of the giant, and we're going to take his throne. Glory! Glory! Somebody shout hallelujah tonight. We're serving a great God, a mighty God, one that knows all about our needs and is able to supply them according to his own riches in glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm not worried about what my royalty is. It's about to be declared to this generation. I don't know what to do. I don't know how you're starting off on the first night of this camp meeting, but I'm coming out here with the head of the Goliath, and I'm going to shake it in front of the devil's face, and I'm going to say, I have victory. I have joy. My, my, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's going to have to move tonight. Somebody's going to have to shout tonight. Somebody's going to have to believe God tonight. Now I want to tell you, you religious system, I want to tell you, typified like Saul, you that would believe that there's three persons in the Godhead, I got something to tell you tonight. Royalty's on the way. Hallelujah. You've had your place long enough. You've had your religious circles long enough. You've had your religious services long enough. But I want to tell you also that some Jesus name apostolic Holy Ghost people is about to take your throne. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Why? Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Huh. Hallelujah. 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 Royalty is about ready to be declared. What are we going to do? I don't know what to do. I know you can't hear me if I turn this microphone loose, but I'm about to turn something loose. Hallelujah. I want you to know that when you go to your job, hallelujah, when you walk down the school halls, you young people, and when you face this world, that you are royalty about to be declared to this generation. Amen. Amen. David said, I'm not worried about your position. Did you know that after he was anointed, that they gave him a harp and said, play. And where did he play? He went to Saul's parlor and played for him. He was still undeclared, but royalty was on its way to Saul's throne. We've been playing the harp now long enough. I want you to get ready with me to take the throne. Hallelujah. We've been on the backside long enough. We've been pushed on the backside of the cities long enough. We've worshipped in our storefronts long enough. I want you, royalty, Jesus' name people, to get ready to come forth out of this world and say that Jesus is the mighty God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Where are you? My, my, my. Glory! 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 You are! You are somebody. You're not nobodies, you're somebody. He took nobody and made somebody out of you. He took you when you were nothing and made royal blood flow through your veins through the new birth. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When I interpret the past, I can say, God, as you was with them in the days of Moses, so will you be with Joshua. As you was with Joshua, so will you be with the rest of the prophets. As you was with Ezekiel, so you're going to be with Jeremiah. When you was with Jeremiah, so you're going to be with Daniel. Amen. There's a royal bloodline. There's somebody. Hallelujah. There's a royal bloodline. Somebody is going to declare him to this generation. Somebody's going to tell him what his name is to this generation. Somebody's going to tell you that the mighty God in this generation. Hallelujah. Let's praise him with both hands lifted up right now. My, my, my. Whoa, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's still the sweetest name I know. There's no God beside him. He's the only God. He doesn't share his deity with the second person. He doesn't share it, and he's not a secondary God tonight. He's a God who has a name, and that name is above every name. That name is greater than any name. Hallelujah. That name is Jesus. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the bird in the morning star. Yes, he is. He's everything to me. And I got to tell this world, I've got a hold of the head of the giant. Walked right into Saul's office. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you want out of me today, Saul? Saul said, I want to know who that is. I want to figure out who that is. Hallelujah. David just put that head down beside him and held on to his hair. Hallelujah. Just held right on. Held right on. Put it behind him a few minutes. Held right on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't recognize the giant's position. He didn't call him, well, good morning, giant. He didn't call him, good morning, leader. He didn't call him anything but what he ought to call him. And that was, you uncircumcised Philistine. Defy the armies of the living God anymore. You're not going to defy the armies of God anymore. Oh, man, I'm going to take you. I'm going to do something with you. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you, friend, God is real tonight. Bless his name. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody believe him. You are declared royalty. My, 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 my. My, my, I don't know what to tell you what. Brethren, this thing is happening. Camp meeting's bursting out all over this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you uncircumcised Philistine, you had a big old sword. You had a big old shield. I can see him talking to him now. Amen. You had everything going for you. Mm-hmm. But I got you where I want you. You had a weaver's beam so heavy. I believe his eyes about half open then. Said you had a weaver's beam so heavy. You defied the armies of Israel. And Saul, what did you get scared of? Saul, I couldn't use your armor. Saul, what did you worry about? Here he is. You don't have to worry anymore, because when I recognized who this thing was and what this thing was, I said, you come at me with sword and spear, but I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. You don't have to worry about anything. If you believe that Jesus is the mighty God, don't worry about it. Just believe it anyhow. Hallelujah. If you believe that he can save to the utmost, just believe it anyhow. Hallelujah. Let the world go on. Let the world do what they will. I love Jesus. My. Glory. Glory. Some of you need to interpret the past a little bit. Some of you need to remember what God did for you a long time ago. Some of you need to remember that when you were sick, he brought you out. When you was in a trouble, he saved you from sin. When you were down, he brought you up. When you were out, he brought you in. Yes, you need to interpret the past a little bit and recognize tonight that the God that moves the stars nightly through the sky, that controls the endless tides of the universe, is going to come right down through this camp meeting. Hallelujah. I'm going to shake the head of Goliath in the face of the enemy. Where's my brother going to play the organ for me? Come on over here and play. Hallelujah. I feel like playing tonight. I feel like believing tonight. Going to interpret the past a little bit. Hallelujah. So that we can qualify ourselves for the present. And folks, if God ever needed a church qualified, hallelujah. He didn't stand there and say, well, David didn't stand there with his little skinny fingers and say, I've got local license. Amen. Amen. He didn't say that. He didn't say, I got general license. He didn't even say, I've been ordained, because he knew he was ordained. He was ordained for destiny. He was ordained to sit on the throne that Saul had. He was ordained because royal blood was flowing through his veins. He was ordained, friend, because he loved God with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his mind, and with all of his strength. Yes, he did. My. I'm going to preach in a minute. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach in a minute. I want to tell you, friends, hallelujah, we need to wake up, shake up, and believe God like we never believed him before. Hallelujah. He didn't stand there in front of Saul with that big giant's head in his hands, little skinny fingers holding it. I said, you know what we did? We built the world's longest banana split. Help me now. Wait a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. He didn't stand there in front of Saul and say, you know what we did? We had yo-yo Sunday last Sunday. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Everybody still with me now? Stay with me a minute. He didn't come in there and say, now, oh, we had such a lovely, graceful meeting last week. Oh, we spent about 15 minutes in our vesper service. He didn't come in there and say, we got some kind of promotion from Memphis or St. Louis. That's not what he said. Help me now. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You don't get a giant's head with promotions and with the world's longest banana split. You don't get a giant's head with your programs and ideologies. You don't come home with a giant's head, friends. Hallelujah. You don't come home, amen, with a victory until you have God in your life, moving in your soul, ordained by God for the victory that you need in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes! Let me tell you tonight, my. Somebody's going to have to help me now. I'm not criticizing these things. I'm just merely observing. We need to interpret the past. Yeah. David said, I want to tell you something. Said, I can remember back when I had trouble and a lion came into the field. He was trying to figure out where he wanted Saul's armor or not. He said, I just can't feel comfortable in this. I just don't feel right about it. I know I'm destined for the throne that Saul's got right now. But it was from the time he was about 17 till the time he was 30 years old that he was anointed to get it before he got it. He had the dignity of patience. I'm going to preach about that. He had the dignity of patience. I know a lot that's running out of patience.
Yeah.
Running out of patience until we're trying to crank the church up. You name it, and we have the crank for it. Why don't you be patient until God says now's the time to do it? We think because we're not breaking down the walls with shouting around the corners and going outside and jumping up and down, we're not having church. Why don't you have the dignity of patience until God opens the door, and when he opens the door, walk through it? You know as well as I'm standing here tonight that you don't always feel like going on. That when you get back to your local assemblies, it's sort of a and you get back to the nitty-gritty of it. Don't let that upset you. Have the dignity of patience. David could have run all around in Saul's office and says, da, 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 I've got the harp, I'm destined for your throne, Saul. I'm not going to play any music for you. He could have said that. He could have said, I'm not going to play my song for you anymore. But he had the dignity of patience. He said, Saul, that throne is going to be mine before long. And in the meantime, I'm going to just play you a little song. He was playing for a tormented man. Amen. Give me my harp. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Couldn't hardly get his little foot down to the pedal on the harp. Reached way down. Reached over to the bass strings. Gonna play for you, Saul. I'm going to sit on that throne your own before long, but right now I'm going to play for you. I'm going to have the dignity of patience until God, who has ordained me, puts me on that throne. I can't get on it any other way, and you can't have revival any other way than what God ordains it and God says it. Amen. If you believe that, say hallelujah. You know that you don't have revival all the time. I hope you have it sometime, but you don't have it all time. And I want you to know also that I believe in revival. Got another song, Saul. I'm going to play for you now, but after a while, I'm going to bring something in here that's not pretty like this harp. Glory. Glory, glory. Let's say hallelujah. If you don't get healed right at this moment, have the dignity of patience to wait for it. It'll get there. If you don't have the shouting kind of meeting every time you get together, have the dignity of patience to wait till it does come. We put on a lot of shouts. We have put on a lot of pretentious things in our circles. We've exaggerated to the highest in our circles when we ought to be playing a harp and just waiting. Undeclared royalty was about to be declared. Saul, the kingdom of the world, the religious system of the world, realizes that we Jesus' name people is beginning to be a challenge to them. For the first time in the history of our work has the religious system begun to realize that there is something to those Jesus' name apostolic Holy Ghost people. I waited, Brother Magruder. I've waited. I thought that camp meeting would do it. I thought that revival would do it. I thought that kind of prayer and fasting would do it. I did everything to get it done. I cranked and I shoved and I pushed and I stomped and I got hoarse and I sweated and I did everything, but it don't come only in God's divine order. David, you'll never walk up to that throne until God gets ready to tear down Saul's kingdom. And he's about ready, friends, to tear down the kingdoms of this world. And undeclared royalty is about to take its throne. Wave your hand and praise God with me tonight. My. If the rest of these nights are like this one, I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to tell you tonight, hallelujah, this may be the camp meeting that God says, I want my royal people to be known throughout this world. This may be the camp meeting in which you can say, I'm going to walk up and sit on the throne. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Everybody all right? If you want to walk around, it'll be all right with me. Not out the door, but right around here. If you feel like that you have been royalty in a royal line, but undeclared. For so many years, they said, well, there's nothing will ever amount to those people. We got them where we want them. We've written book after book on the triune Godhead. There's no way out of it. Watch out, Saul. We've been playing for a while. But now we're going to take your throne. We've been pushed backward for a while, but we're going to come uptown now. I believe if the Lord ever loved anything, he loves his people called by his name. And if I ever believed another thing, I believe that Jesus' name is the only way to be baptized in water for the remission of sin. And I believe when you get the Holy Ghost, you'll speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. I believe it. I believe in holiness and living. I believe in walking with God. I believe in having church. I believe in having God's way. David could have put all that position and used it to gratify his own flesh. But he used that place for God to receive the glory. I can see him down there in that brook picking up the stones. You know why he picked up 5 stones? Did you ever stop to think about it? Somebody said it because Jesus. But let me tell you something. Did you know that giant had 4 more brothers? He had 4 more brothers. David said, I'm going to be sure about this thing. If Goliath goes down and another brother pops his head up, I got another stone for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If another brother pops his head up, I'm going with God. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you, friends. God's plan has to work the first time. He didn't miss him. God's plan worked the first time. He knew if there was another one of his brothers. You read about the scriptures. The Bible very clearly teaches us that that giant Goliath had 4 more brothers. But God didn't have any brothers. I said God didn't have any brothers. His word had to work the first time. He didn't have no secondary person he could call on, nor did he have a third person he could call on. He was God manifested in the flesh, and he had to work the first time. Oh, yes. Come on, folks. Do you believe it works? Do you believe Jesus' name works? Oh, yes, it works. My. God didn't have any brothers or any equals or any unequals or any secondaries or any thirdlies. He was one. All wrapped up in one. The fullness of the Godhead is in him, in Jesus Christ. And you are complete in him, not them. Undeclared royalty. Hallelujah. 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 Saul, religious systems, Trinitarians. Watch out. We've been playing a long time now, but we've been anointed to take position in this world. I said we have been anointed to take position in this world. I don't preach that church is a sad thing. Nor do I like people to get up and testify and say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just a tragedy what's happening in the church. Oh, I just tell you, it's so terrible. The singers don't sing right. Preacher don't preach right. This is just a sad thing to be in. And we make most people feel like they're joining an infirmary instead of a living church. We're not joining an infirmary, folks. We're coming in touch with royalty. We're coming into touch with the church of the living God, living epistles, living word, living people. Glory! How many believe it? You've been royal for a long time, but you haven't been declared yet. But you're about ready to be declared. Royalty is about ready, Brother Bingham, to be declared. And this world's going to know that Jesus is the mighty God. If you don't believe the world's going to be oneness, just read over there where it says, in that day, in the millennium, the 1,000 years, there would be one Lord and his name one throughout the whole world. I'm not ashamed tonight to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking preacher that believes God and believes that his church is alive. Yes, somebody shout hallelujah right now. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God to salvation. Woo. My. Hallelujah. If you thought you were nobody, wake up. You are somebody. You have a meaning to a divine plan. You're associated with a divine hand. Glory. Oh, we can come to the pulpit and step up and step back and do this and do that. We can warble like a canary on Sunday morning. Never bring a tear to the human soul. Most of our churches don't believe in worship anymore.
Come on now.
If somebody got up and looked like they wanted to shout, they would just say, I got a visitor here. Don't nobody move.
Your soul. You know your heart because you're not a reprobate. You know yourself. Examine yourself. God didn't put it there, but God will help you get it out of there.
We need to drive some strong bullock wagons down our ecclesiastical aisles and let people wake up and shake up and move up and come alive. Amen. I said we need to wake up, clear up, shake up, press on. We are royal people. Do you believe we're going to constitute a royal priesthood someday? How many believe he said you're a royal priesthood? You're a chosen generation that you should show forth the mercies of him that's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory! Glory! You're being declared. Hold on to your bloodline. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hold on to that bloodline. Because I can see David one day as he interpreted the past, so he could qualify himself for the present and the future. Most of us can't interpret the past, and if we don't be careful, we're not going to have a posterity that knows anything about a Holy Ghost camp meeting.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a posterity that knows anything about a Holy Ghost church if we don't recognize that we are in a royal line and interpret the past. I want to tell you, folks, brothers, I appreciate the past I had in church.
I said, I appreciate the past that I had. I can remember when there just was 6 or 7 of us, or 10 or 12 of us. We got together and served God, and I played a little old piano about that size. I didn't know anything but G and C and D, and I played it up and down. And I'd go way up there and make everybody think I really learned something. But I was playing the same thing, only up a little higher. That's right. And it come not to see or be seen. Didn't come for fashion, that was out. They didn't have any fashion to come with anyway. Made dresses out of flour sacks and feed sacks. Going to help me a little bit now. I'm going to preach just a little bit more. Hallelujah. You know what I'm doing? I got Saul's head. My credentials is not back here. It's not whether I've got a local license or whether I've got general license or whether I've got ordained license. It's whether or not I got the giant's head hanging there. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you got a tall steeple. It don't matter if you have cushioned pews and carpet on the floor. The thing that makes a difference is how many heads of Saul or of Goliath do you have? How many victories do you have? How many baptisms in water do you have in Jesus' name? How many filled with the Holy Ghost do we have? Glory! That's a sign of our authority. That's a sign of our success. That's a sign of our victories. It's how many people got healed in the name of Jesus. Glory! I saw enough credentials on the wall earlier this year. I thought, my Lord, I wish I belonged to all of that. There was credentials on an office I went into, a preacher's office, and he's a good brother. But he had credentials. I guess he belonged to every organization there was. He had them all the way from here, back around here, all the way across this wall, and all the way across that wall. Friends, that's not where the victory is.
No, sir.
A lot of us might be better off, and I'm not against organization. You know that. I appreciate it. I know it's necessary. But that's the thing that's hurt men and people and churches more than any one thing. Split up people. Split up preachers. Split up everybody. That's not God's design. That's not God's plan. To come to me and say, I'm out and you're in. Don't tell me that because it's a little paper hanging on the wall. Let me see some giant's heads. Amen. Come on, say hallelujah. My boy, he didn't know what it was all about one day, and I'm going to say this with respect, and don't misunderstand me. But he said, Daddy, I've heard all about this. Do you belong to the CUP? Do you belong to the CUP? He didn't even know the difference. And it don't matter if it's CUP or ABC, AL of JC, or CJ of JG. I want to know how many heads you're carrying home. I want to know how many victories over sin you have. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. I want to know, friends, how you love Jesus tonight. How many love him with all of your heart? Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. I want to say this at the outset of this camp meeting. I want to tell the uncircumcised Philistine, there's a band of Holy Ghost people gathering in the valley. We're gathering in the fields. We're destined to be royal blood. We're destined to take the throne. My, my, my. I want to tell the uncircumcised Philistine, your head's coming off not very long away. Get your weaver's beam and wave it. Get your big old spear and wave it. And did you know what? He came out there and defied the armies of Israel 80 times. He did it morning and evening for 40 days. 80 times. 80 times he walked out there and said, "Roar!" And Israel strutted around like a peacock until Goliath roared. I said Israel strutted around like a peacock till Goliath roared. And when he roared, they had to go way back over there to get a divine happening. They had to go way back over there in the sheepfold, and David was interpreting the passage. Bless God. Hallelujah. Come on, pour that oil on me, Samuel. Hallelujah. I'm just 17 years old, but pour that oil on me and let me be anointed and let me have the dignity to wait until God opens the door and throws Saul off his kingdom, and then I'll take over. How many has understood what I preached about tonight? How many of you would like to take on some giants and come home? Come on home. You know, brethren, we could see some people tonight come home with 4 stones and a dead giant. Hallelujah. I've got some news for the uncircumcised Philistine. I've got some news for the world. I've got some news for those that would tear this doctrine up. I've got some news for those that would say there's nothing to those people. I've got some news for you, friends. We're royal blood. We're royal people. We've been destined by the hand of eternity. We're going to take our throne one of these days. Shake me. Move me. Touch me. Stir me. Accomplish in me, Lord, what you want to accomplish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many really want God to accomplish in you what he wants to accomplish? Glory.